Agriculture is one of Minnesota's biggest industries, and of course you know this. And Grow North is an initiative that strives to keep this industry top of mind and moving forward. This week, the organization is holding its fourth annual Food Ag Ideas Week, which brings people from across the industry together to help build up the community. Well, during this year's festivities, Grow North will introduce Naturally Minnesota, the newest affiliate of the Naturally Network. To explain what that is and to preview this week's events, Executive Director Allison Hahn joins us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Hello, Allison, and welcome.
Hello, Geraldine. Thank you so much for having me.
It's great to have you. First of all, I had never heard about this, and I was really excited to read more about it. I mean, this is your really big event that's happening October 3rd, starting tomorrow through the 6th, and it's the fourth annual Food Ag Ideas Week. So tell us more about what this Grow North is really all about.
Sure. So Grow North is a nonprofit that's focused on supporting food and ag entrepreneurs in the state of Minnesota. And this event is our marquee event of the year. And it's a way we're able to kind of bring together all different facets of the food and ag industry. So you will have, you know, all of the industry reps from Cargill, Land O'Lakes, General Mills, you know, all of the classic large companies we have here interfacing with entrepreneurs, investors, lawyers, service providers who are, you know, agency marketing folks, professors, other government folks, other nonprofit leaders. It truly is a wonderful intersection bringing together all of these facets of our ecosystem.
Is this something that others can come? Like if I wanted to come to something like this, buy the ticket and just show up?
You can. I mean, we kick off, you know, in just over 12 hours tomorrow
right.
morning at the Science Museum, and it's the first time we're back in person from 2019, but it is open to the public. So the wonderful thing is, you know, if you are, you know, members of any of those or you just want to learn more and network, it's a great opportunity to show up, and we have an incredible array of speakers and content. The theme for this year is the interconnectedness of the global food supply, which with inflation and the labor market and geopolitical conflict and the importance of having, you know, accessible, nutritious food accessible to everyone. I mean, it's going to be a really fun lineup to learn more.
Yeah, especially with climate change on top of that as well. It's really quite remarkable what we're seeing right now. I was reading an article earlier today about Somalia and how desperately they are for food. I mean, it's just such a horrible drought right now. And of course, the African continent has had this challenge so many times throughout my lifetime. And I'm just wondering if what technology you could possibly tell us about that you're excited to talk about in this particular upcoming event that is starting tomorrow.
Well, we have one session that focuses on kind of robotics and automation and technology and the role of the ag ecosystem. So I think there's more and more technology being developed and implemented and adopted that will support better growth of crops in areas where, you know, it's figuring out how do you grow robust crops in places where you have limited water, limited natural resources, and other alternatives like controlled indoor agriculture, where people can build buildings and facilities where they're able to grow a lot of those, you know, fresh greens, things like that, in a way where it's minimal resource usage. So I think we'll start to see a lot more of those types of technologies expand, you know, across the U.S. and across the world to help meet the demands of feeding 10 billion people by 2050.
I remember once I actually toured around a Disney World and didn't realize that Walt Disney himself was absolutely brilliant about different ways of growing food. And I'm sure you probably are much smarter than me to understand something like that. But they had hanging plants with no water really engaged, things like that. And so I'm just curious to know, we all know that climate has changed and is continuing to change every moment, and that we're going to get to the point where water is going to be a challenge, although we know that there's desalts, what do they call it when they take the salt out of the ocean and you can drink that water? Thank you. Desalination. And of course, they have to put the salt back into the water. But we are finding ways to look forward to make sure that that human beings can survive. As you are coming up with all of these ideas for food and agriculture, I'm just curious to know, what is the key thing that is happening starting tomorrow through the 6th of October that you are so excited about presenting and letting people know that this is what's happening?
Sure. I think we have two sessions that are really going to kind of encapsulate those questions. The first is our keynote, which features Heather Tansey. She's the VP of Sustainability at Cargill. And so obviously Cargill being the largest privately owned company in the United States, they touch an extremely high proportion of food products that go across the globe. I think every egg sold at a McDonald's is a Cargill egg. So her talk, I think, will be extremely interesting, where it's going to be around, you know, what is from farm to table? How will they have to work together with farmers, with the production side, and everything in between to make sure we can create sustainable foods where you're protecting both people and planet? And then the second one is a plenary session also tomorrow called The Future of Food, Climate Change Reshaping the Global Landscape. So I think if, you know, everything you just asked, I think will be touched on in that session. That's by David Burrow, the CEO of Future IQ. And he looks at all of the trends when you talk about population changes, socioeconomic changes, climate change, everything that feeds into that, the adoption of technology, and how that's going to impact the world over, with a special focus on Minnesota. We're in a very lucky position that we have 10% of the world's fresh water supply, which is a wild number to think about, with Lake Superior. And I know there's a lot of, you know, shortage of water out west. And so I think the dynamic really will be, you know, does water get taken out of here to support agriculture elsewhere? Or do we maintain it here and Minnesota and up into Canada really becomes, you know, the breadbasket of the U.S. in the next 30 to 50 years, more so than it is now?
You know, I've always wondered, Allison, if the big question for me is, why in the world do we not, if we can put oil pipes underneath the ground, right, pretty deep down, mm-hmm. why can't we put pipes down that can move water in places where there's, you know, not a drought, but so much water they can't even use it, like what's happening in Florida with a hurricane? Why can't we get something or make something to have it move all around our country to make sure that we never have a drought again?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. I am not an expert in water management, so I would love to know the answer to that problem. I'm sure there's infrastructure that can be built, but I mean, weather's unpredictable, right? So you might build a massive reservoir to capture all that rainfall and runoff, and then it's going to have to be processed, purified, and then, you know, tanked or piped across the country. But I think that'll probably be something of the future, where we really have to manage our resources more effectively.
And finally, Grow North, of course, introducing that Naturally Minnesota. Can you tell me a little bit about Naturally Minnesota?
Yes. So this is a really exciting moment for our ecosystem. Naturally, the Naturally Network is a national network of organizations just like Grow North that support food and ag entrepreneurs across the country. And they have 8 chapters: New York, Chicago, Boulder, Austin, San Diego, LA, and 2 in the Bay Area. And so it's an established network. It's a great way for us to get access to more resources, to get incredible connectivity to those regions. So if you're a local brand who's trying to build up and escape, you know, Minnesota or escape the region, we now have direct connections into Texas and buyers, distributors, retailers there to help expand their network and distribution. And so tomorrow night, our big networking event is a launch party for Naturally Minnesota. Anyone can attend. You don't even have to attend FAI. If you have an FAI pass, it's a ticket is included, but you can just attend that launch party for fun. If you work in any food CPG related area, I would suggest coming out. It's going to be an awesome networking party. And we're also doing a pitch slam where we have 6 different companies pitching to win up to $50,000 in cash and in-kind prizes. So, and it's at the Mill City Museum, starts at 6. And we have full run of the museum, the flower tower. There'll be food, drinks. The VIP swag bags have a ton of local products, which are worth more than the cost of that ticket. And it's just going to be a great night for the ecosystem. We're really excited about it.
And if people want more information, where do they go?
They can go to foodagideas.com, or they can search for Grow North at the Carlson School at the U of M. We do live at the U of M, and it's a land-grant university, so it's been a wonderful partnership for us to reside there.
I am always blown away by what the University of Minnesota has done and what they are doing. I am so proud to be, you know, to be able to say that about Minnesota. We have this incredible university as well as many others. But wow, I can't wait to hear more about Grow North. And thank you so much, Allison, for joining us tonight and sharing this information. I'll give that website out a few times for sure. You enjoy
awesome.
Your evening.
Thank you so much for having me, Joan.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Cheers.
All right, you guys, if you want more information about this, because there's a lot of information about it, I want you to go to www.foodagideas.com. Again, that's foodagideas.com. And of course, she mentioned the Carlson School of the University of Minnesota. You can go to that website at carlsonschool.umn.edu/GrowNorth.